Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich, Hardy and Adam Jones. Bankroll boys are here, ready to go. We've had some pretty heavy conversation this morning, though, and I want something to ease the transition. So, Jones, you have not heard about the McMurray?
No. I've just been sitting here trying to figure out what it could possibly be all break.
Joe Murray worked at a McDonald's, and he came up with his own sandwich, which was what, Joe?
The McMurray burger is what I call it, or the McMurray sandwich.
Okay.
It's actually a special. But it comes with two McChicken patties as the sandwich.
Nice.
So if we're doing it from scratch, it's a chicken patty.
Yep.
It's cheese.
Uh-huh.
It's a quarter pound of beef.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Then you get the middle part of a Big Mac bun. You put that on there.
Okay.
Then you put barbecue sauce, bacon,
uh-huh.
and then you top it on top with a McChicken sandwich. And it's called the McMurray.
With another chicken patty.
So that's your bread, except there is bread on it.
That's the part. It's the, you know, in a Big Mac, they have the bottom, the middle,
sure.
and
no,
it's
yeah,
that middle one. Piece. So you can put the barbecue sauce and the bacon on it.
Got it.
Instead of just putting it on the burger.
So Lockhart put together a quick little jingle for it, which was brilliant.
Oh, nice.
I had two chicken patties and put a beef patty in between it and just ate it like that. I called it the McMurray burger.
Okay. Simple, effective. And that's what the campaign lives on right there.
Yep.
That's the benchmark for the campaign.
Yeah.
But we need viral stuff, too.
Yeah.
So we need a song that kind of celebrates it.
Okay.
I had two chicken patties and put a beef patty in between it and just ate it like that.
Did you make this in your home?
No. I one time worked at a McDonald's. Chicken sandwiches, and I put a quarter pound beef in the middle of it. I called it the McMurray burger. We can make it a song if you want.
Make me your McMurray.
You gotta try.
Joe, look at me. It's unnecessary.
It's not.
It is completely, especially if you're having a milkshake with M&Ms on the side.
Yes.
You don't need the chocolate sauce on your french fries.
I think it's spectacular.
I don't want you to do it anymore. The hell's the matter?
I mean, I'm a fat guy. I've tried a lot of things, man.
So I think that's another component of the campaign to kind of get the sandwich on menus and to get it out there. And that's like a grassroots thing.
I'm spitballing here.
Yeah.
But why not just, you know, and maybe I'm out of line, Joe. I don't want to suggest to you what to do, but maybe just next time get the...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports Hub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest. Oh!
The Bankroll Boys are here, Toucher and Rich. It's Hardy and Adam Jones, Dan Lifshatz, and Joe Murray. Is there a proper order of billing for the Bankroll Boys? How do you guys normally do it?
Yes, it's Joe Murray and then Dan Lifshatz.
Is it really?
Yes, that's how it should be, in my opinion. So, yes, I'm going to go with Joe Murray and then Dan Lifshatz.
Is that sarcasm, or do you really mean
that? No, I'm serious. It's not sarcasm. It was sarcasm. Be like, yeah, no, first it's really Joe Murray, then Dan Lifshatz. That would be a little bit of Jones sarcasm.
Right? All right. Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SportsHub during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. NBA boycotts have to affect the betting for the Bankroll Boys and the betting public in general. Dan, I would ask you, but I got to ask Joe first as he gets top billing for the Bankroll Boys. So I just...
Yeah, it stinks because we were going to do a podcast last night and now we have nothing to bet on. So being selfish...
Well, you had the NHL.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, I guess so. But being selfish, it stinks. We've actually seen some really good games, really good series. I know a lot of the favorites have covered. Double-digit favorites in particular, Dan, have done very well. And the totals, and there's been wrangles for those. I know you guys might not know about the ref angle. Mm-hmm. But every game, I believe, that Scott Foster and Tony Brothers have been a part of has gone towards the underdog, except the game three against...
Celtics game, right?
The 76ers.
Right.
I think there was one other one. I think it was the Pacers Heat game.
Yeah, that three, one there, Tony Brothers. They tried, though.
Yeah, because Celtics fans were, like, freaking out when Scott Foster got called in for that game three.
Yeah, and they barely caught... It was the 76ers who blew it. But, yeah, this is tough. I don't know what's going to happen here. I mean, if the Lakers and Clippers bail out on a season, I think everyone else will, too, and... I don't know, Dan. I mean, it's I'm a little concerned, and I know you have your inside sources on this stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about it the day before that they were all going to do this. I think the season's over. I think it's over. I think LeBron and Jones. You were here last week when we discussed this. I said LeBron checked out and doesn't want to be in the bubble.
Right.
I think the Lakers,
in fairness, did win three straight since then. But yes,
correct. I mean,
but you did say that. Yeah.
So I think this is a way of doing it. I know that everyone's praising him. And I don't. I think that LeBron wants to check out. Has been checked out. I know that they're beating the Blazers, and Damian Lillard isn't going to play for the Blazers in the next game. So I don't think he really wants to be there.
That was just a straw poll vote? You think he really does? Like, it wasn't just like, hey, we're voting and we'll go with the majority, whatever the majority is. You think he really wants to leave?
I think he really wants to leave. I think that he, for whatever reason, I am not privy to that, but for whatever reason, he's not happy there. He doesn't want to be there. I mean, it would take something else other than this happening to just change your mind. You don't go from playing a basketball game to, you know, now I don't want to play, I want to leave. So, like, there's something else there, I think, as well. And I think there's been a lot of writers, like Michael Pena kind of mentioned that last night. There's been a bunch of writers. And, again, he's getting a lot of praise. And, you know, what he's standing up for, I think you're allowed to have your own opinion about it. I think that you know, if you agree with it, which I, you know, oops, sorry about that, which I do, then, you know, that's great. I do think this is gonna be the end of the NBA season.
Are there odds on that? Are there odds on that anywhere where, like, will the bubble continue?
I'm sure that there will be odds on that today. I'm sure Bet Online is the kind of the site that puts stuff up like that. I'm sure they will put up odds on that, and I'm sure that this will be something that's heavily bet on. I would vote yes. Bet yes.
It's about 4 a.m. I think in Vegas time right now, so give it about a couple hours, it should be out.
Yeah, a couple hours. Again, a lot of the prop stuff originates offshore, not like in Vegas, but nonetheless, I would say that, yeah, he doesn't want to be there.
And I just want to mention this. This is why I think this year it's worth not betting season totals. It's like, for example, like, you know, in the NBA, the win totals.
What happens? What happens with
they
that?
They get washed out.
Right, so you, but it's just no bet, right? Yeah. You don't lose because the Celtics don't hit their win total or something.
So especially if you use accounts like DraftKings and things like that, you're already putting your money into the account, so that money's held up. And if you make nothing in the end of it, it's just they return it to you later, but you can't use it in the meantime.
Right.
Yeah, so I do think the season's over. Whether, you know, as a bettor, it sucks. I mean, you know, you're losing probably the main sport to bet on for the next 2 weeks before the NFL takes over and no one cares about the NBA again, which, I mean, no, seriously, but that's what happens. You know, the NFL becomes king, okay. And so I think that the NBA would kind of fall back into, you know, the secondary role.
But you guys are, you know, all due respect, degenerates when it comes to gambling, right? You'll bet on ping pong, you'll bet all these other things.
Anything.
Yep. So what are you going to bet on if there's no, like, let's say the bubble shuts down, what are you going to bet on?
I assume hockey won't shut down for a long period of time if it does shut down. So I think we'll have hockey. Obviously,
the WNBA, Dan, when they took a stand last night.
I think if the NBA is done, the WNBA is done.
I would agree with that.
The WNBA pretty much copies whatever the NBA does, the WNBA took the lead the first time on it. So, I mean, good for them. I would say the WNBA is done if the NBA is done. I would say that I would say it's more likely the WNBA is done more than the NBA.
So what do you wager on? NHL, baseball?
NHL, baseball, Korean soccer. there's not much else.
So could you not bet? Is that an option?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm waiting 3 weeks. Okay. And then,
whoa!
Yeah, that's fine.
Wow.
I'm shocked because college football starts Saturday.
Yes. Week zero starts this week, but there's really no good games, Dan.
Starts this week?
Yeah. Austin, PA takes on Central Arkansas.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. I think Arkansas State plays this week. So listen, football starts up this week. I'm probably going to dabble. I won't lie to you guys.
There we go.
But I'm ready.
You're not going to lie to us. You said you were taking 3 weeks off. That is a lie.
Well, no, I'm heavily. I'm going to take the 3 weeks off for the heavy stuff.
You're not going to heavily gamble.
Yes.
I see. Austin what?
Austin P.
Austin, PA, yep.
PA. Oh, no, P. Austin Peay.
Whatever it is.
It's definitely Austin Peay.
Okay, Austin Peay. Sorry.
I got the schedule right here if you want.
Yeah, they're taking on Central Arkansas. The spread's already out.
That's P-E-A-Y there, Hardy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Correct. That's why I said P-A.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm like, awesome.
Yes. Central Arkansas is a 4.5-point favorite in that one. They opened to 3.5. There you go. There's your FCS college football betting moment.
There's Austin, Pennsylvania. All right. what has been the big surprise from this bubble betting? I mean, up until last night and the boycott started and Lifshatz, you don't think there's going to be a season anymore. These teams blowing the overs on these games, that was a big surprise. What else? Something in hockey that's been a bit of an anomaly that even, dare I say, the Bankroll Boys didn't see coming when it came to wagering inside the bubbles there for the NHL?
First period unders were pretty hot for a while. Bruins are now 7-4 in first period unders. But overall, yeah, that first period's been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first period unders were definitely something that you could kind of get an angle for. It's hard to start a game without fans, so you really have to get into it before you really kind of start seeing the mix up, the energy, you know, kind of everything going forward. And obviously the Bruins didn't have a lot of that after the first period last night. So, you know, it kind of is what it is. But I would say that, you know, for the most part, outside of the first period unders, it's been pretty much, you know, standard normal play. I mean, I eliminate home ice. I don't think there's such thing as home ice. I know that, you know, last shift kind of helps and everything. But to me, it really doesn't mean anything, and it hasn't meant anything in years. So home ice doesn't matter, so therefore it's pretty much the same thing. You're just not playing in front of your home crowd, which, again, if home ice doesn't matter, then what's the difference?
Well, last change. I know Jones is a big last change guy.
Yeah. You gotta
Hockey
be a,
Jones.
You got to be able to get those grinders out there and match it. You don't want to get exposed with your fourth line against the top line.
The two-goal lead, you know, hardest to stop. What about a three-goal lead? Do you pull a goalie with a three-goal lead?
Well, I think I would make an argument that, you know, sometimes a three-goal lead is harder to protect than a two-goal lead.
Yeah. Ooh.
No.
Because, like, sometimes you really take your foot off the gas then.
Yeah. Just a couple other stuff to throw out there. The Tampa Bay Bruins series. Tampa Bay is now -240 to win the series. Heavy favorite. So if you like the Bruins to come back, you can basically get them 2-1. So +195.
Isn't a crazy notion. Now, you watched that game last night and you think that's absolute lunacy, but the value is there right now if you feel like the Bruins are not the team that you saw last night.
There's no value in betting Tampa, right? At -2.
Not at that number, no.
They were +180 after game one, which is something that we actually recommended snagging, because +180 for Tampa, is just ridiculous.
And to your point, Hardy, like last year, and I know Bruins fans love reliving last year's Stanley Cup. The Bruins win game 3 7-2. Was it 6-2, 7-2, something like that? The Bruins blew out St. Louis in game 3 last year.
We thought it was over, and
then they went on to lose the series. So, you know, one blowout in a game 3 doesn't end the series. So you're right. That's good. That is good value.
In the game 4 line right now, Tampa Bay is -110, Bruins -105. They're a slight underdog.
Yeah, and again, you're going to have the Bruins. There's going to be a lot of sharp, heavy bettors on the Bruins first period.
All right,
they're going to come out flying.
I apologize to our guests. I should have asked this ahead of time. I have to ask our producer. Now, how long do we have the bankroll, boys? Can we keep them for an additional segment?
Do you have additional information you'd like to get from them?
I have more questions.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. Gentlemen, again, I apologize for the housekeeping while you're here. It's bad manners on my part. Can you stick around for one more segment?
No problem.
You're a great dealer. I like this. It's like I like when someone puts down an ace and says, good luck with your ace. I feel like you're very good.
I would have been a great blackjack dealer, except for I don't know that I'd ever be able. I take that back. You have to execute the perfect shuffle. That's what they want. They want you to execute the perfect shuffle. One card for one card for one card for one card.
Yeah.
Yep.
With some practice, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the...
Like, the only blackjack dealer just puts all the cards down. kind of fans them all out on the table and shuffles them around that way.
That's part of the shuffle. They do that. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
We can get into that with the bankroll.
That could be an advantage, actually.
You guys don't even have to do that anymore. They have the machines that do it for you now.
Shuffle master. Get the hell out of here. Yeah. You just lost your second segment.
I'll see you later.
All right. More with the bankroll boys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Bankroll Boys are here. Joe Murray and Dan Lipschitz. It's Hardy and Adam Jones, and we are probably not going to have NBA to bet on, at least tonight, maybe for the rest of the season. But that won't stop these guys from betting. Joe Murray has sworn off betting for a period of 3 weeks. That lasted for 3 seconds until he admitted they'd probably be betting games this weekend.
I forgot about football, college football.
There you go. But the futures stuff, do you guys do a lot of that stuff in terms of like, you know, coach of the year, MVP, the individual awards betting for stuff like that? Is that something you recommend or something you dabble in yourselves?
Yeah.
A lot of it seems like throwing money away.
It is in smaller amounts. I will say, not to toot my own horn here, but I had Lamar Jackson as MVP last year.
I actually was going to bring that up. I knew you had a long shot on Lamar Jackson last year. That must have paid out well.
Yeah, it did. This year I have Kyler Murray. So I got Kyler Murray at 40-1 before he dipped way, way down. So.
And who's your rookie of the year that you like?
I have Cam Akers as a rookie of the year.
Ooh.
Yep. I think he played behind the worst offensive line in college football, maybe in the past like 3 years. And he was still he had elite production for a running back. Hmm. So I think that the minute that he goes in St. Louis, LA, behind a half decent offensive line, I think that he is going to be explosive. Him and Henderson are going to be very good together, I think.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, like, there are some prop, like baseball. On running every week, we look it up, but I had over 19.5 home runs for one hitter. I think they're at someone's at 13 now, I think, or 14. And then I will a pitcher throw a no-hitter this year. Boom. Those hit. So those are like the futures I like to play.
So can I ask, why would you be on a total like 19.5 home runs, but not on a win total for the year?
Because maybe the season doesn't happen. Maybe it's a shortened season.
No, I know, but maybe it doesn't happen in baseball.
Well, okay, let's bring this up. Colin Cowherd yesterday, who's pretty good. I mean, he gives out his picks every week. He has under 9 wins for the Patriots this year. Depends on where you're at. What is it, 9, Dan? 9.5 some places?
Yeah, 9.5.
So yep. I'm going over the Patriots total this year. Until that thing doesn't hit, I'm not going against that. So, for me, I'm going over the Patriots 9.
Yeah, but I thought you just said don't pick win totals.
Oh, I don't think you should this season. No, this season in particular. But in general, I just like to have that money in the till, you know? But, yeah, in baseball and like some of these other sports, I'm not. But I'm always going over on the Patriots. Until that thing dies, I am not. I'm always taking the over in that. And I'm always taking them to win the AFC East, too, until that thing falls.
Yeah, I mean... There's evidence to think otherwise for the first time in 20 years. But again, I'm with you. As long as Belichick is still there, it's tough to.
As long as it's not Brian Hoyer. I'm good with it.
They might be able to win the division with Hoyer. I mean, have you looked at the other quarterbacks in the division?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
You have Josh Allen who can't make a 5-yard pass.
Yeah, reports out of Miami. That kid's coming along.
They're not going to start him early with the hip.
Tua.
I like Tua too. I'm a Tua guy, but you don't want to throw him in on the fire.
Tua gets hit once, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
true story.
But Hoyer would be the worst quarterback in the division.
No, Hoyer would be. Yeah. No, there's no one worse than Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the worst quarterback in the
division. Josh Allen's better than Hoyer.
No, he's not. Absolutely. How?
Wait, how is that even controversial?
I don't know.
Josh Allen had one good year last year, and basically,
yeah. When was the last time Hoyer had a good year?
What do you mean he had a good year like 2 years ago?
Did he?
He's pretty decent. I actually think Hoyer could be decent in the Patriots.
What do you mean?
They run the ball and throw a lot of checkdowns. That's like Hoyer's literally strike zone.
When was the last time Hoyer had a good year? You said 2 years ago. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Look that up, Jones.
Yeah, I am. Hang on.
If they run the ball, they're right. Sony Michel actually showed up at practice, I think. So yeah, the Patriots could run the ball.
Two years ago, he's 0-6.
Okay, well there you go.
I think he's 1-4 the year before that.
I'll take Brian Hoyer over Allen.
He had an okay year in Houston in 2015.
Okay, all right, so five years ago.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah, just back when he was 30.
There we go. Five years ago. That's fine. I'll take Brian Hoyer over Josh Allen as my quarterback.
I am out on Brian Hoyer. Just want to let everyone know that.
But we all know it's not going to be Brian Hoyer, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We all know it's going to be either Cam Newton or Jared Stidham. We know that, right?
I don't know that we know that. I think it could... Based on what's happened here in the last 3-4 days, I think it could be Cam Newton or Brian Hoyer. Jared Stidham doesn't seem to be getting with the program, and whether it's due to injury or just the inability to play the position yet.
Okay, how about this? Okay, when the Patriots had Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer as the quarterback options, what was their win total? Do you guys know?
No, I'm guessing a win lower.
It was 9.
Okay,
so they had Cam Newton, and guess what it was?
So went up a half.
9.
I thought he just said it was 9.5.
It went to nine and a half, but it opened at 9. Again, it doesn't matter where it goes because that's the money that's coming in. It's where it opened, so 9. So they're telling you that Vegas doesn't believe the difference between Brian Orr, Jared Stidham, and Cam Newton is 0.
Is it Vegas, or is it Vegas deciding that Patriots fans are drinking the Kool-Aid on Jared Stidham and they have to keep the number there because 4 months ago, there were plenty of people thinking that Jared Stidham was going to be able to lead this team to an 11 or 12 win season.
And people were hammering me under. The Pats' win total opened at 9, dropped 8.5. So my point is that it doesn't matter. It matters where the line opens. If you're looking at how these books view a player or something, it's where the line opens, not where the line goes, because you're going to end up getting sharp movement or public movement on one side. Nothing's ever going to sit still.
I agree with that. There's so many lines that open a certain number and they close a different number. Yeah, and if you look, it always comes down to whatever that opening line
is. Just because they open at 9, it's irrelevant to Brian Hoyer.
So Josh Allen and the Bills, where do you think their win total opened?
8, 8.5? 8.5. Okay, so
they're telling you, Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer is worth half a win more than Josh Allen.
No, they're just showing faith in Bill Belichick. No. That's all.
If you like to go by facts, I'm just going by facts. Vegas, the books are telling you that the Patriots with Brian Hoyer are a half a game better.
Why do you look up some props on Josh Allen?
I'll bet it with you.
No, I'm just saying. But if we're going on what Vegas sets, what does Vegas set for like a passing total for Josh Allen?
I don't know.
Actual number? What do they set for Brian Hoyer?
Seven yards?
Nothing? Because he sucks and he won't play? Oh, interesting. Okay. Josh Allen is better than Brian Hoyer.
I have that information, actually. But real quick, Cam Newton's passing yards this year, over or under 2,950 yards?
Over.
Okay. And touchdowns, 19.5.
Total touchdowns?
Yep.
Over.
Over. Okay. So again, my point is...
Just real quick, Josh Allen, over under 3,300 yards.
Passing?
Yep.
Or total?
Yards, passing.
For the sake of this argument, over.
Great. Everyone hears that? Jones is taking my action on that.
Yep, over.
Okay, great.
A lot of completions.
I'll take the under.
And then just one more, Josh Allen.
I'll bet you McMurray.
Josh Allen is actually has listed as more touchdowns than Cam Newton, 21.5.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, he's why. There
you go. I almost said something I didn't mean.
There you go. Josh Allen blows. I'm sorry.
I didn't say he's good. I just said he's better than Brian Hoyer. No. That's not even a compliment.
Hoyer would be better with the Bills than Josh Allen would be this year. At least Hoyer wouldn't fumble in the middle of the field in a playoff game.
Oh, he might throw four interceptions. Do you want to bring up his playoff game?
I don't. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, he might throw four interceptions instead in a playoff game.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll still take Brian Hoyer as my quarterback over Josh Allen literally every single day of the week. Every single one. And I'll win more games with him. And Vegas lines tell you the exact same thing.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer's 16 and 22 as a starting quarterback.
The Bills have a better defense.
So I don't know how many games you're winning.
The Bills have a better defense and apparently a better quarterback, but have a worse opening win total.
But he had that one good year the same year Cam Newton won MVP.
Josh Allen 15 and 12. One has a winning record, one does not.
We didn't even get to the coach of the year stuff. Some of it speaks to, you know, what people feel about the Patriots. Belichick only plus 1,000. You know, you get all the way down to Harbaugh before you get somebody who's double that odds at plus 2,000. So there's some confidence there that Belichick could win coach of the year, right?
McCarthy. I'm going McCarthy in Dallas. They're going to be a better team. They're going to have a better offense.
Plus 1,300.
That's the value for me.
Yeah, with Belichick assigning Cam Newton, there's nothing there.
All right.
Like you're not going to be able to convince people that Belichick with Cam Newton, Belichick with Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer Jones is a little bit different than Cam Newton.
That Sean McDermott guy's plus 1,800.
Yeah, that would be the biggest waste of
money. If he could coach Josh Allen up, I mean, jeez.
Just burn your money. Just burn it.
I tell you what, if any team can just win the AFC East, that coach has a shot at coach of the year. It could be Flores. He's at dead plus 1,900.
I think the Dolphins are going to be better than the Bills this year, so fine with me.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you. Bankroll,
thank
boys.
Thank you, sir.
Brought to you by DraftKings. They've got a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SportsHub during sign-up. Start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Thank you to Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Great stuff, boys. So you in or out on Hoyer, Jones? I couldn't tell.
You know what? Lifshatz, he almost won me over there with that airtight argument.
Oh, God. We get the headlines here from Joe Murray. We'll get back to talking about the Bruins next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the
biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plainridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
What's up?
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And Richie's drive rattled wide and the horn sounds. So the Boston Bruins get shellacked by the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-1 in Game 3. The Lightning now lead this series 2-1. Now, this morning's show this week, it's Hardy and Adam Jones in today for Toucher and Rich. Joe Murray's here. This morning's show is messing with me a little bit. So, was that game 7-1 last night when it was over? I went to bed. It was
7-1.
It was a high-scoring affair on one side of the ice.
Yeah, hang on. Let me double-check. It was it was Tampa with the seven goals. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And they hit the post, though, at the end, if you watched the whole thing.
Oh, I watched.
I know some people switched over to Goodfellas.
Nope.
But, yeah, if you heard a little ping there with the extra guy of 4-on-3.
They little iron.
Still couldn't put one in.
Little iron.
The live game total was 8.5.
Oh, I see.
I'm hoping for that extra goal there, some people.
So the problem with that game last night was, A, it was lopsided from the beginning. The lineup didn't make sense to me or a lot of other Bruins people. The effort was not there, but still, it was a 4-1 game. And we have seen plenty of games that were 4-1 that either got to be close games or even went the other way. You know, it doesn't happen all the time. I wouldn't call it normal, but 4-1 is not out of the realm of possibility midway through the second.
No, again, literally yesterday, you saw the Islanders down 3-0 to Philly in forced overtime. So that's a three goal. It's not 4-1, but that's a three goal deficit that they made up in forced overtime.
It's a three goal deficit, and the one goal that you scored wasn't a fluky. It was what you've been doing. It was your top line. It was Brad Marchand. It was in his spot, and he got the pass, and it deflected off his skates. It was almost identical to the goal the night before. So the decision to pull Halak, it was the oddest thing. It's 4-1.
I don't think it was that odd.
Okay, tell me why.
Because the team was flat. The team was dead. And Halak was not playing well, and the kid was probably worse. And I 100% understand what you're saying about waving the white flag and pulling your... But when the team is flat as can be, I think that's more what Bruce Cassidy was trying to do. He's trying to say,
how'd it work?
It didn't work, but I understand the logic behind it. It's easy to just say, well, it didn't work. I mean, that's easy to do after the fact.
Jones, he quit on the team. The coach pulled the goalie.
I have a bigger problem with Cassidy's lineup and Cassidy not having the team ready to go than I do with him pulling the goalie.
Okay.
I'm not giving Cassidy a free pass. I think a lot of last night is on Cassidy. The pulling the goalie thing I get because the team sucked ass and you needed to try to get their attention.
I get that. And everyone wants to say, hey, give the guy on a back-to-back more time for game four.
Saying that.
Well, there are people out there who think that. My whole thing is he quit on the team last night. You pull the goalie in that situation? We already said
I'm
this.
Telling you the team had already quit.
Well, so let's just throw it in then. With 25 minutes to go, pull the goalie and put in the young kid who's never played a goal in his life. And he's 6'6".
Yep. He's 6 foot
yeah,
six.
Yeah.
Doc Emmerich was on his stomach all night.
Doc Emmerich talked about that for a good 5 minutes last night. Some good height talk at the end of the game last night. I enjoyed that.
What did you want Doc to talk about? Don't tell me of all the things.
I don't know, the game.
Of all the things that you
did. The series.
Of all the things.
Maybe
that
some
you
things happening in the world.
Why pull the goalie? Why play more? Why Stadnica's not out there? Where's Corrali? Why does that lineup that he put out there last night? That lineup was crap.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst lineups we've seen ever.
It was not a good lineup.
Do you not like Doc Emmerich?
I just think he's a little overrated.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Bruce Kett, come on.
What?
I think he does a great job calling the game. I think at that point in the game, he knew what was going on, so you might as well have some fun. And by the way,
good height. I think he started that in the second period and then teased it, and they actually circled back to it in the third period.
Did you
ask Brian Boucher? He's like, hey, by the way, Brian Boucher, how tall are you, by the way, Brian Boucher? I know this is a little strange. How tall are you? And then he went on and on about
height. He didn't answer.
But he did. Eventually, trust me, eventually they got to it, and they spent a good 5 minutes on it in the third period.
I did think it was telling, though, that they did not utter Vladar's name for 3 minutes. Go back. If you recorded the game last night, I didn't think to ask anybody
looks
to pull
like
it this
they're
morning.
They're going to go to the kid.
Yeah, number 80. How about that for a jersey number?
Yep.
Hello.
They didn't say his name, and I was wondering, like, Emmerich is, even though if you think he's a little overrated, he is supremely prepared.
Yeah. And Vladar? Vladash?
He knows the players. Yeah. But we've heard Vladash, like it's supposed to be pronounced Vladash.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yep. We had a big thing about this the other day.
No. Well, I'm
like
sorry.
Like one of the pronunciation guides or somebody said it. Vladash.
And it's not the fake guy on YouTube.
No, it's
Anton Hudobin. Anton Hudobin.
And not that guy.
He's doing pretty well, actually. Hudobin.
Yeah, before last night, Hudobin had been doing well, yeah.
Cassidy was asked about the decision to put Vladash in last night. I don't know if he says his name, but what did he say, Dan?
You know, it was 4-1, I believe, and we Tampa got energized from that second period, and I think we were deflated, and I don't know, I just had a gut feeling. We our guys were going to have a tough time pushing back from three goals down. So let's look at Vladdy. He got some work, and hopefully he's better for it if he needs to go back in there down the road.
Yeah. You ruined his career.
Yeah, I don't think he's better.
Where's
for
Malcolm
it.
Subban these days?
He's playing.
Where?
He's still playing.
Oh, where?
He's a backup for the Blackhawks.
I haven't seen him anywhere.
Oh, is that where he is? He was in Vegas. Obviously, he's not there anymore. Okay. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, his career out. See ya.
Did he have the same save percentage on his first six shots, Vladar, last night as Subban did when they put him in against the Blues?
Oh,
because he had a 500 save percentage on six shots in that game against the Blues that I believe Tuca had to go in for.
Yeah.
Right, he had to come back in.
It was the first period. I worked the game. Joan, you were out that night. I worked that game, and Subban had scoreless first period.
I don't like what you're implying there. Like, well, Jones, you mailed it in that day.
Who knows? Maybe you and Hardy were doing a morning show. Anyways, all I know is that second period, he gave up goal after goal after goal, and Tuca was pissed. He threw a crate. He threw a stick. He had to come into the game. That was a 7-0 game, too.
Who even knew they had crates back there, you know?
Yeah.
You'd think they could afford, like, you know, proper stools, but instead, they're stacking up.
At a hockey rink, there's plenty of crates.
Stacking up.
You know,
for the kids.
The little kids.
That's right. They do have a public skate, generally, right before game time.
Sure.
You got the sheet. The sheet's ready.
You think ice pays for itself? You gotta pay for that thing somehow.
Right.
Get some kids out there for a public skate.
Anyways, Cassidy's comments.
Ice ain't cheap. Well, what do you think that air conditioning bill is?
Deflated. Don't use those words, Cassidy. Why'd you pull your goalie? Because we were deflated?
I'm kind of with Jones on this one. The team was flat. It wasn't happening.
Yeah, so let's throw in the towel. Oh, and Krug.
I thought earlier you were with Joe.
No, hang on a second. You are flip-flopping right now.
Yeah, I am.
You had my side. Now you're on his side.
What do I care?
Let's get on more people. How about Torrey Krug? He gets in a stupid fight after they give up the goal, and then let's chuck a puck at a ref at the end of the game there.
I didn't mind any of the Krug stuff. I kind of like flicking a puck at the ref. Whatever. Game's over.
Yeah.
When one of the linemen.
Oh my goodness! What about think of the children?
One of the linesmen is partially responsible for one of those goals. It didn't help that Halak did the belly flop move.
No,
when he finally had to stare down the shooter.
He needed a crate.
Yeah, he could have sat on that thing. Might have been able to save it.
Yeah.
Maybe if his back hurt, you needed more. I mean, I said this last night on Twitter. I got a little heat for this, but
Yaroslav Halak had a lot of rest in his career backing up people. Like, I don't know. I don't think he really needed the rest going into the next game.
No team needs rest less than the Bruins. They took 4 months off. Then they took an extra week off in the round robin. Like, no team can bitch about rest. Like, the Bruins have had more time off than any other team.
They still had to play. You know, it's not the same type of rest.
Back to back.
They were playing in the round robin.
Were they?
Jones. Yeah.
I don't really think they were.
Did Tampa Bay play back to back?
They had 4 months plus a week. No other team had that.
I'm kind of with Jones now. What's the point of leaving Halak in there?
Dude, I had to watch 25 minutes of some guy named Vladar, who's 6'6" on his. He was literally swimming on the ice, is what he was doing last night.
Wait a second. How tall is he? Did they mention that on the broadcast last night?
Only for like 5 minutes. Oh, they only did that for like five minutes.
He got deked so bad his helmet fell off. He sucks. I'm sorry. We've had Chad Johnson here before. Let's go through all the backups before. I don't know. Toivonen? Like, that guy sucks. I'm sorry. They have nobody in the system. Like, now I've been crapping all over Tuukka Rask. Oh, my God. They might need him back.
Well, maybe. I mean, Joe, I can see why they gave him an extension before he even played.
That's right.
That I can see.
Great save percentage in the AHL.
There's talk about whether the NHL is going to continue to play. Bruce Cassidy spoke to that, as did Zdeno Chara. We'll hear what they had to say next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Now, more Touch Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, a few minutes from now, it's your chance to score a copy of PGA Tour 2K21. I don't know. I haven't bought a video game since Tekken 3.
Really?
I did buy Sonic All-Star. What?
What system was that?
We have one system in the house. We have an Xbox 360.
No, I'm saying the last thing you bought was Sonic for that? What were you buying Sonic for?
For the kids. They love to play Sonic.
Oh, okay.
I bought Tekken 3 for myself.
I see.
PGA Tour 2K21. I would love this game, I bet. I have a feeling I would absolutely love it, but I got to get a PS4 or an Xbox One. Anyway, most people have them. So you can hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches, including stroke play, skins, four-player scramble. PGA Tour 2K21 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC, rated E for everyone. Just after 8 o'clock, we'll give away a copy of that, okay?
You think Phil is on the actual tour in that game, or is he on the Champions Tour?
Phil made a mockery of that Champions Tour, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those guys do, like their first tournament out.
Yeah.
Or their first year out there.
Yeah, the young cock of the walk comes out there and kind of shows everybody up. I see that.
Well, he's got his chops up from playing PGA Tour events, and you go out there, and it's, number one, you get to ride around in a cart, which is helpful.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, when they're playing their casual golf, they're not walking 18 holes with a caddy at their home clubs. They're taking a cart. They're playing loosey-goosey all the time. It's like, oh, this is kind of fun. Phil Mickelson, you know, maybe by some estimations didn't win enough for the talent level that he possesses, but he has nothing to prove. He's, you know, Hall of Famer. He's, multiple majors. He's fine. He's won him, in different courses and different majors. So for him to go out there, he's got nothing, no pressure on him. And he was just, it's no problem. I kind of like Phil. I didn't like Phil for a long time.
Yep.
I've come.
Like late career Phil. The hitting bombs Phil. You like that Phil.
I've come around on Phil. I think he recognizes that he's a total jive ass, and he's not going to hide it anymore.
Great gambler, from what I've heard through the streets.
Is he, though?
Well, there is that.
He's a gambler. Is he a good one?
There is that one thing about Phil that he did rat out his buddy and send him to federal prison for the insider trading thing. That doesn't sit
well.
He'll
take care of him.
I don't know that he will. He would have taken care of him by saying, absolutely, I too got the insider stock tip, and it wasn't just, you know, from my friend, you know, doing it on his own. You know, we were in this together. Maybe, you know, cut us a little bit of a break here, but no, instead his pal went to prison. Guy's like a multimillionaire, Las Vegas developer, golf course guy. Okay, you shouldn't be trading insider stocks, but you would think Phil would have maybe helped him out? No. That totally hung him out there. Not good.
He's got to play on the Champions Tour.
So Bruce Cassidy was asked yesterday about whether or not they were going to sit out like other leagues are doing, whether they were going to play last night and going forward. This is what he had to say.
Do you think you guys should have played tonight? I mean, would you have been supportive if you didn't?
I would have supported our group, whatever they decided, 100% behind them.
All right. So he's saying he's going to go with the players. He's going to go with the teams. He went on. He had a little bit more on that.
We support the NBA and their players and their decision tonight. We'll continue to fight for social justice and anti-racism, and I think the Bruins have been quite clear in their position on that, and the players for that matter. So, but as for playing the game, I think then it goes to a higher authority than me, so probably a better question to the players if they felt that that was something they discussed.
I don't think we have to dissect this a whole lot. There aren't that many black players in the NHL, so they're probably going to keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty straightforward. I mean,
now whether that's right or wrong is not for me to judge or decide or anything else. I think that is the bare bones facts of the matter.
Yeah, right. Two of the minimal black players in the league, and I'm not saying there's only two, but Evander Kane and Matt Dumba came out and blasted the league. So look, I mean, if the players want to play, I mean, they have the right to make a decision to play, just like the players can boycott in other leagues. It really does speak to the lack of diversity in the sport that was the only sport playing in full yesterday.
Right.
Whereas even baseball, and baseball is pretty freaking white. Even baseball had, three teams, not the Red Sox, of course, but baseball had six teams that said, we're not going to do this.
Why do you say, of course?
I think they have a strong track record when it comes to race. So I can understand why the Red Sox played yesterday.
All right.
I thought Tomasi wrote a good blistering column, if you want to check it out, at NBC Boston, about how the Dodgers supported Mookie Betts and how the Red Sox, really did. Two people talked to Jackie Bradley Jr., two on the whole, his manager and the backup catcher, Kevin Plawecki. That was it. Other than that, no one really even talked to him about what he wanted to do. So that's the Red Sox.
We, I think of the NHL, at least I do, as being, I don't know, having like a different attitude toward a lot of things because there are so many foreign players, right? And I'm not saying they have a more world view.
Yeah, there's diversity. There's not racial diversity.
Yeah, there's diversity. There's different attitudes. There's different cultures represented more so in the NBA than I think in a lot of sports. You know, baseball is primarily American or Latin American players. Football is primarily American players. NBA, obviously, culturally diverse in terms of where they're coming from, country-wise, now more so than it was in years past, but a predominance of black players, and that's why, I think they feel compelled and in some ways just so angry about everything that they're going to sit out. I get that. But with the NHL, I thought maybe there would be a chance because of this kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word enlightened, but just like a different attitude towards stuff. Here's what Zdeno Chara had to say.
Definitely, we support NBA players, all the leagues that show their support. Obviously, it was so close to our game that we were just getting ready, and we support the fight against racism and injustice. You know, there's different ways to express that fight, and obviously NBA players express their opinions by boycotting the games today. So we support it.
So they support it, but they're probably going to keep playing.
Yeah, there's a lot of supporting going on. There's also a lot of, they're playing their games today, right? You think the NHL's not going to play? There's two games scheduled, I think.
I think they're...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex Entertainment.com.